Ever wonder what tells the winners apart from the losers? And what does it really mean to be a winner? My name is Fred, and I'm a successful young entrepreneur passionate about sports, business, and mindset. If you are just like me and you want to crack the code to victory, the Winning Ways podcast is made for you.
Knowing where to find stats and what to look for is key to winning your NBA picks. In this video, I'm going to show you guys three key websites I've been using for the last 7 years that have helped me profit more with my NBA picks. And also, I'm going to give you some stats that I look at that you're probably missing, and it's costing you some money. How's it going, guys? My name is Federico. I run AF Sports Picks. I've been doing this for the past 7 years, have generated over seven-figure sports betting, and I'm here to educate you guys on how you guys can profit more in this industry. I post my picks for free on my Telegram. If you're not in it, go ahead and click the link in the description, and you can join it for free and catch all my plays. As of today, November 28th, when I'm recording this, I'm actually doing a 3 to 30K challenge on the Hard Rock app. Currently, I'm sitting at 6,000. So when you're watching this video, click that link, join it, and partake in it so you can grow your bankroll. Now, let's get to it. We'll make it short, simple, and sweet, but you guys are going to learn a lot. So have your notes ready and take some notes. The first website that I'm going to show you guys that's going to help you guys profit more is Covers.com. Covers.com is a website that when you click the matchups of each game, they're giving you stats that not many websites are giving you. From last 5 to last 10 to offensive stats, defensive stats that most websites don't give you. ESPN, for example, is a website that gives you very basic stats. Field goal, rebound, assist, turnover ratios. We all know that. You can see that anywhere. But how about the nitty gritty? How about the momentum stats that show you how teams have been doing over the last 5 to 10? What the defensive efficiency is, offensive efficiency is, field goal percentage, effective field goal percentage. Little things that go a long way to help you profit more. Covers.com is one that you already probably know, but if you didn't, go ahead and check it out. The second one is one that I use for every single sport, and I still use it for NBA because it's simple, it's easy, and it's free. It's called scoreandodds.com. This shows you the splits for each game, how much money's going into the money line, spread, and total, along with good trends that we're seeing right now. Trends over the last 5 to 10 games. NBA, MLB, NHL are very, very momentum-driven sports. The last 5 to 10 games matter more than the whole season's record. Why? Because teams get hot and some teams get cold. You see it a lot in MLB, you see it a lot in NBA, and you're gonna see it this season particularly. As you saw last season, for example, Miami Heat, a team that was about to get eliminated, made it to the finals. Why? Because they caught momentum at the right time. And you see it year in and year out with MLB, NHL, and NBA. So Score and Odds and Covers are two very basic websites that I recommend you use. I've tested them. I use them to this day to pick my plays. So please use them. Let me know what you guys think. Now, the third one is the most important one that I use. It's the one that I recommend you to purchase a subscription for, and it's called cleaningtheglass.com. This gives you advanced stats, stats that matter, not basic stats. This is giving you the basic things that you need to know, plus advanced stats that are gonna help you make those decisions. If you don't know what to look for in these websites, it's key that you either A, find some videos to look at, or B, send me a message and I'll show you exactly how I use that website, because it's very easy to get confused in it. But when you sign up, it's $5 per month. You could pay $50 for the year. That's not that much. If you're sports betting, you should purchase these type of things to help you make better decisions. But when you click on the games, the first thing that you're gonna see is the core four things that that website takes into consideration when analyzing plays, I guess you can say. And the first four for me are one of the most important ones, and it counts offensive rebound. Most websites only count rebounding, but little do they know, or little do you guys know, that offensive rebound is key in basketball, specifically in college basketball, but in NBA it's key too. When you're getting second and third chance points after one possession because the team can't rebound and your team's great at offensive rebounding, that's going to demoralize the other team. It's going to deflate them, and long term, when you look at the stats and trends, teams that have a high percentage of offensive rebounding win more games. Now, in NBA, there's a direct correlation between defensive rebounds and the best teams. For example, the best defensive rebounding teams right now are the Timberwolves and the Celtics, two of the top teams right now in the NBA, in the West and the East. There's a correlation there. With cleaningtheglass.com, when you start playing with it, you got to practice with it. It's not going to come naturally. You got to put in the work to be able to start knowing what to look for. But it breaks down specific situational rebound situations that I look at a lot. And I've been looking at a lot in the last 7 years. So Cleaning the Glass is that third website. The top three things I look at for NBA basketball that most don't look at, number one is rebounding. Rebounding to me is the most important thing in basketball. Not field goal percentage, not assists, rebounding. Those are fundamentals. Number two is defensive efficiency, which Cleaning the Glass gives you an idea of this to the T. It helps you a lot with that. That's why I pay for that subscription, because it's advanced, accurate stats. And number three is turnover ratios, both defensively and offensively. How many turnovers are you causing and how many turnovers are you having each game? The less turnovers you have, the more likely you win. The more turnovers you cause, the better your defense is, the more chances you're gonna have to score. So guys, these are the three websites I primarily use. These are the three basic stats that I look at. Now, for my inner circle, I teach them the advanced stats, how to look at the advanced stats, what to take into consideration, what not to take into consideration, and different situational spots that most don't know about because they don't have the experience like I have over the last 7 years. There's a lot of games that you notice are fishy, the lines are weird, and typically in those moments, there's a reason behind it. But if you can't find those reasons, it's hard for you to take that game or that pick. If you want to learn more on how to find these advanced strategies, advanced stats that are going to help you profit more, go ahead and DM me to my page. My Instagram's below. Just let me know that you watched this video, that you enjoyed it, and you want to learn a little bit more, and I will gladly jump on a call with you or send you an email or a DM or a voice note explaining how I do this. My whole purpose with these videos is to show what you guys can do, how I've done it. I come from nothing, guys. I started with a $2,000 bankroll. I've grown into seven figures. My background, downtown Miami. Right behind me is the Miami Heat Stadium. I didn't get here without a strategy. I didn't get here because of luck. I got here because I did things a certain way, like I'm doing them right now. And I like to provide as much information to help you guys. If you guys follow these websites, follow these stats, and continue watching my videos, I have one guarantee for you guys. And that's that you guys are gonna start profiting more in this industry. Again, guys, if you guys are not in my free Telegram, go ahead and click the link below, join it, join my challenge, get my picks for free, and subscribe and share this if you find it valuable, if you know somebody that will find it valuable, they're struggling sports betting, I promise you guys, it'll help them. And it'll help me too, because I don't run ads on this show. The only way I grow it is via word of mouth, because I believe in value exchange. If I didn't provide value, don't share this. If I did, then please share it. That's all I ask for. Now, with that said, guys, I'll catch you guys next week. Share the show.